This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillahi wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa ba'd. Every human by nature loves to be respected, honored and revered. Refer to someone as sir, madam, your excellency. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam wrote a letter to the Roman Emperor, ila azim ar-Rum, to the Roman Emperor, the honorable, venerable, august individual. So we all love to be honored, respected and revered. And none of us would be comfortable if somebody refers to us with condescending, derogatory and inflammatory comments. Unfortunately, when we have an argument in a fit of rage, in a feud, in an altercation, we refer to people in condescending ways. Sometimes we would say he's a fool, sometimes he will say he's ignorant, sometimes we will say that's naive and silly of him, etc., etc. But if we pause and analyze the definition of ignorance and foolish, lo and behold, at times we are more fitting of the definition than anyone else. So the Ahlul Lugha say, the linguists tell us, مَنْ يَعْمَلُ مَا يَضُرُّهُ مَعَ عِلْمِهِ بِقُبْحِهِ. Any person who is a fool, any person who indulges in something which is detrimental to him, knowing the harms of it. I understand this is a sin, this is a vice, this will set me back in my religious affairs. I understand this is harmful for my health, yet I indulge in it, I consume it, understanding that this will harm my health. This itself is a type of foolishness. And in fact, in the verse of the Quran, Allah refers to anybody who perpetrates an act of vice as a type of ignorance. إِنَّمَا التَّوْبَةُ عَلَى اللَّهِ لِلَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ السُّوءَ بِجَهَالَةٍ سَمَّ اللَّهُ إِرْتِكَابَ مَا لَا يَلِيقُ بِالْعَاقِلِ جَهَالَةٍ وَإِنْ كَانَ مَعَ الْعِلْمِ. Allah has referred to the perpetration of a crime and a sin and transgression as a type of ignorance. So unfortunately, many a times we ourselves are the most foolish of individuals. But there is one type of foolishness that is the worst of its all. There's one type of foolishness and that is the worst of its all. And here I refer to a caption of a dialogue with Abu Hazim Salma bin Dinar rahimahullah, when Sulaiman ibn Abdul Malik had quizzed him and asked him, Man akyasun nas? Who's the most intelligent, who's the most wise, the most calculated person? He said, Rajulun dhafira bi ta'ati Allah. A person who lives a life obeying Allah, فَدَلَّ النَّاسِ عَلَيْهَا, and then he motivates people towards it. So he obeys Allah and people obey Allah. Then the Khalifa asked him, مَنْ أَحْمَقُ النَّاسِ? Who is the most foolish and the most naive of individuals? He said, رَجُلٌ بَاعَ آخِرَتَهُ بِدُنْيَا غَيْرِهِ. لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. That person is the most foolish one who forsakes his akhirah, meaning he disobeys Allah to secure a worldly benefit for someone else. So it's foolish enough, it's naive enough for you to compromise your abode in akhirah to procure and secure something in this world. But there's no explanation or no height to describe the definition of the foolishness of a person who disobeys Allah for the worldly benefit of someone else. You are speaking a lie so that he can cheat. You are doing something wrong, so he gets something material in this world. We ask the Almighty to save us from all acts of foolishness. And may Allah make us the most intelligent, as defined by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the one who can subdue his ego and prepare for death. That is the true intelligent person, as described by the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen.